Now, our policy is to meet with everyone, government officials. We've met with the president, Mr. Mugabe, the environmental minister, the finance minister, reserve bank governor, and now we're starting to meet with the opposition. We met with Mr. Beatty, Mr. Salonga, Mr. Nube, and Mr. Dibangwa, and this is part of our rotation of normal things diplomats do, meeting everyone. Clearly, I knew Mr. Sangarai when he was a trade unionist and I was here before, so it was good to reconnect. But it was just to learn about what his aspirations were for his party as well as the people of Zimbabwe.
And are you also engaging non-governmental organizations?
Maybe a month or so ago, we met with many leaders of civil society, and those were the first. Before we met anyone in the opposition, we met them. And what we've asked them is to tell us what they hope for the future for Zimbabwe in terms of democracy, human rights, as well as economic opportunity, investment. So we're looking forward to hearing from them. We don't want this to be a top-down exercise. We want civil society organizations to tell the United States as well as other international actors how we can best assist them, and then we will have to make our assessment.
And talking about the issue of democracy in Zimbabwe, are you happy with what you are seeing on the ground?
Well, it's quite complex, Blessing. What we're trying to do is work with all parties, including the ruling party, to ensure that the Constitution passed in 2013 is fully implemented. This is a Constitution that all parties agreed to. We would like to see it implemented because this is what the Zimbabwean people have said they would like. Recently there have been a march in support of Isai Zamora on his 1 year anniversary of his disappearance. That was allowed without violence, and the MDC was able to go to court, win a court order, and had a march without violence. There are comedians, as you know, plays, theater going on that are critical of all political parties. I think the question is not what we are seeing, it's what the Zimbabwean people are seeing and what they would like to see.